Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Grateful, as always, that you're along for the ride. 24 and a half minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Thanks again for being here. In studio with us is the new general manager of the ABC affiliate, WOI-TV5, here in Des Moines. John Skorberg has over three decades of broadcasting experience in Midwestern and Southwestern markets, including Illinois, Ohio, Missouri, and Texas. He says he likes to stay busy, and he truly is. Welcome to the News Hour, John.
Thank you very much.
Glad so to nice here. To have you here.
It's nice to be had.
So I imagine it is. Tell me a little bit about Nexstar recently purchased the signal here, and they have, 74 different properties, I think, in 44 markets or something like that.
We have over 100 stations right now.
Is that right?
A lot of them are duopolies and third-party operations. So, yeah, we're a pretty big group.
Pretty big group. And the consolidation of broadcasting is something that's been going on for some time. Mm-hmm. Given the track record of Nexstar in places that you've been, you recently came here from Rockford, what can we expect, you think?
We can look forward to capital expansion. They spent quite a bit of money with us in Rockford, and they've already spent quite a bit of money at the station here. Probably a focus on local. That's where we're going to make our nut, if you will. To be involved.
Isn't that so important?
Our biggest struggle sometimes is to maintain relevance. The battlefield out there so long is so diverse right now that you want to make sure that you're talking to the right people and giving the right message.
Absolutely. You know, the broadcasting stream, and I've had the pleasure of working in this business for a little bit longer than you.
Mm. we both got into it right out of high school, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's really curious about that, I like to tell a lot of my friends that Mr. Marconi was a personal friend.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. You know. This whole broadcasting thing has changed so dramatically. At one time, it was all about local, and the local television station would do the local barn dance, and you know, it would be all of these things. And then, as companies bought and sold, I mean, this station here, 1350 KRNT, used to belong to the Des Moines Register. Mm-hmm. This was the Register and Tribune station. And as things changed, and management were really bean counters in some other place, you know, the local feel went away.
It's moved away from the investment bankers. I mean, there was a period of time where it was a good investment to, and it's still a good investment.
Sure it is,
in broadcast. But decisions were being made out of New York that had more to do with the bottom line and spreadsheets than they do now. And what we're finding, and you know, everything old is new again. What we're finding is to do well is to do good. And if you're involved in your community and you're investing in your community, it comes back to you.
John Skorberg, ladies and gentlemen, he's the new general manager over at ABC5 WOI. It's a storied signal, you know, been around a long, long time. Still, sometimes has that image of being the public broadcasting network when it was with the university. And so I think there's still some old timers like me that kind of remember those days.
Well, this is honestly, to be truthful, this is my second tour at WOI.
Really?
I was a University of Missouri grad, and WOI used to come over and do the football games.
Sure.
And I worked on those games, and we always enjoyed seeing WOI come to town because the per diems were so much better for freelance work. But it's interesting. 30 years ago, my operations manager, a fellow by the name of Randy Shelton, was the guy that flew in and produced those segments. And I was the camera operator.
Isn't that something? Full circle.
And yeah. I went to University of Missouri, which had the same type of setup that they did at Iowa State with WOI. So I'm not unfamiliar with the trials and tribulations of that type of arrangement. But you know, we're ready to step up.
Play the game.
Play the game and go.
Yeah, a couple of things that are interesting to the broadcasting field right now is how segmented it is. And you alluded to that just a little bit ago. Not only do people have more choices, they have more choices not to, to watch broadcast television. And I know we think here at the NewsHour that this, one of the really great things about this program, it is all about, for the most part, local stories of local people in business. And can we expect to see that from this new resurgence of WOI, not only in the community, but also reporting?
I've hired a news director, a gal by the name of April Sam, a local woman. I need to be politically correct there.
That's that southwestern accent.
That is. I'm sorry about that. We spent a lot of time talking about being better storytellers. And we're going to work a great deal with a lot of the folks in our building to get talking heads. Yeah, I think when I was here interviewing for the job, I think there was a swimming pool, a municipal swimming pool that had a crack in it. And we talked to the officials about why that was an issue. We should have been talking to the mom. We should have been talking to the kids about why this was important.
What's the impact?
What's the people story here? So I think as you tune in moving forward, you'll see more of that type of journalism coming from us.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. Also, one of your responsibilities as a general manager tends to be in the financial side of things, and that's what drives almost everything. Along with new equipment and new people and new things, can we expect to see some changes in rate cards?
Well, right now, I think the political landscapes make me look real smart.
I bet it does. I mean,
I've never experienced this type of a political activity.
Oh boy!
We're going to expand our sales staff. We're going to take a look at opportunities. I've worked at dominant stations and worked at not so dominant stations, and quite honestly, I never had that much interest in the Nielsen book, only because. I went down to, I made the mistake of going down to Dunedin, Florida once to look at the diaries, and it scares the heck out of me to know that the whole industry was based on those diaries. So what we're going to try to do is, we're not going to sell spots. We're going to sell opportunities for people to sell refrigerators and to sell trucks and to, that's where the rubber
meets the road. And build those personal relationships with your advertisers.
Absolutely.
That is so critical. When you have that mindset, and broadcasting is so fun, and I know that there are people out there, there are the naysayers that say print is dead and radio is dead and television is dead because we got Hulu and TiVo and all these other things out there. I don't believe that. I think there is still plenty of room if you program something that meets the interests and the values of your audience.
I would absolutely agree with that. My favorite analogy on that is to do highlights for football and basketball games, pro games.
Right.
There are other places that do that better than we do.
You think?
ESPN's done a tidy little business doing that better than we ever could. Now, do we tell the story about the young man that hit the final shot or about the circumstances surrounding that? How can we get hyper-local into that? That's going to be our niche moving forward.
Yeah, hyper-local. That two-word term is so critically important. John, welcome to Des Moines. So you're from Rockford, right? Your last stop was in Rockford?
Last stop was Rockford, yes, sir.
Okay. And the Rockford Ice Hogs,
yes,
hockey
sir.
Team there.
How about them Hogs?
How about them Hogs? Yeah, that our friends here at the Iowa Wild play on a regular basis. So you'll probably have some friends coming this way.
Oh, yeah. We'll make sure that, my biggest fear is they'll get here and they'll like it too much and won't stay.
And that's my final question for you. Tell me your impression. Now, how long have you been here?
About 5 weeks.
About 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And, wow, you made time for us. We're grateful for that. Tell me about your impression. I mean, this is probably not in your list of places to go, but once you're here?
Oh, gosh, I tell you. It's one of those things that you go to a new market.
Yeah.
You want to go where the opportunities are. And the opportunity to work here was overwhelming. I thought there was going to be so much fun stuff to do here. But when I got here, it was just it amazed me. You go on the west side, and it's unlike anything I've seen in the Midwest. And I've been in quite a few Midwestern markets. And not to poke Rockford in the eye, but it's kind of like Rockford, Illinois turned inside out. There's just so much good going on here. So many top 10, top 10 in
the
major
lists.
Magazines lists. I mean, it's and of course you got Midwestern people who work hard and are very friendly. It's a good thing.
And of course, all of those lists and all of those things are really great for us. But at the same time, it's keeping it there.
Absolutely.
You know, and now that the bar has been set, we have to move forward. And I think I've got a feeling that that's exactly what you're going to be doing at WOI.
That's on our agenda.
There you go. John Skorberg, ladies and gentlemen, kind enough to spend some time with us talking about some of the changes that we can expect to see in the very near future. I think you're kicking something off in November, aren't you?
That's the
scuttlebutt.
We've built a new set.
Uh-huh.
No one ever leaves a Broadway play humming the set, but we're hoping to make a mark there. We're going to be hiring probably 10 additional news folks.
Wow.
Very shortly.
Very nice.
So we're committed to putting a better product on the air.
Very good. John Skorberg, ladies and gentlemen, the inside story about what's going on down the street. Well, it's a little bit further than down the street over in West Des Moines with WOI. We're going to take a step aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've got the stocks of local interest. We'll also do the agribusiness report and take a look at the commodity numbers. That's all ahead of our time with Donna Redwing from One Iowa. We're going to be talking about business and the LGBT community. What should we know? Donna will tell us. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.